From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
In the aftermath of the British general elections, we ask, what does a new Labour government mean for the Caribbean? And are Black Britons still on the fringe despite Labour's election? I'm Oren Gordon. Welcome to this post-British election analysis, a special edition of BBC Caribbean Report. It's the fourth day of Britain's new government, and it's been a long weekend of cabinet appointments and pronouncements from Prime Minister Tony Blair and his new cabinet.
For 18 years, 18 long years, my party has been in opposition. It could only say it could not do. Today, enough of talking. It is time now to do. Thank you.
We happen to believe that Britain's national interest will be served by having a constructive relationship with our neighbouring countries, and that we'll get a better deal out of Europe if we restore Britain as a leading force in Europe rather than as an offshore island sulking in the sidelines.
We now represent all parts of the country and all classes.
The voices there of Prime Minister Blair, new Foreign Secretary Robin Cook, and Social Security Minister Harriet Harman. The government of New Labour has promised to represent a new Britain, but with government holding such a huge majority and therefore a mandate to please a wide cross-section of British society, we take a look first at Black Britain. Britain's multi-ethnic community received little mention in any of the party's manifestos. Many of those interviewed during the election campaign by BBC Caribbean Report expressed a sense of alienation from mainstream politics.